taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
We're back. Well, you know, I started to read this article the other night, fellas. It's the unthinkable. Trump vows to look into the DOJ's opposition of Ashley Babbitt lawsuit. And I just started to read it, and then, you know, strange things were happening as on air. So I want to pick it up where I left off. And in an interview Tuesday, President Trump vowed to look into the fact that the U.S. Justice Department is still officially opposing the $30 million wrongful death lawsuit brought by Aaron Babbitt, the husband of Ashley Babbitt, the woman that was murdered by Capitol cop Michael Byrd. Speaking to Greg Kelly of Newsmax, Trump said that he also plans to look into the Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd, the man who gunned down Babbitt, an innocent woman, unarmed innocent woman, outside the House of Speaker's lobby, and the government treatment and remuneration of the officer. Let me ask you guys here. All of a sudden, he just disappeared, didn't he? And what do you think? You think they promoted him? Do you think they promoted him to keep his...
Pardon? Lieutenant or captain? Well, they gave him a grade, Pastor Ernie. Like, I'm not sure if it was lieutenant. It might have been lieutenant.
And that's the only... I mean, that's what a Democrat does when you have someone who murders an innocent woman, unarmed woman, and a Christian patriot, the way she was. I'm a big fan of Ashley Babbitt, and Ashley Babbitt was really a good person, Trump told Kelly. She was innocently standing there, and a man did something to her that was unthinkable when he shot her, and I think it's a disgrace. I'm going to look into that. Kelly mentioned the DOJ's opposition to the 2024 lawsuit, to which Trump responded, "You're just telling me that for the first time. I haven't heard that." And so Trump is going to look into that and make sure that justice is done. And so he's coming back on all of these people. And all of they got the J6ers have got some huge lawsuits. John, that one judge, we talked about him last night, the one that's got all those lawsuits against Trump. He's got like four or five cases. He is really...
B-O-A-L-Berg, I think.
Bolberg. He is really a scoundrel, really corrupt. And anyhow, he came out and said that he prosecuted a number of the J6ers, but he couldn't do enough. In other words, he wanted their sentences to be much harsher than they were.
He wanted Congress to make harsher laws against them.
Congress is talking about right now, in fact, they're talking about making some harsh laws. Speaker Johnson issues warning. Congress has the authority to defund and disband federal courts. It appears that Speaker Mike Johnson was finally woken to the threats by radical leftist judges who have taken over the White House and U.S. executive branch of government. Johnson on Tuesday warned that Congress has the authority to defund these radical leftists who are running a legal insurrection against this country. Since returning to the White House on January 20, 2025, President Donald Trump has been met with an unprecedented onslaught of legal challenges. Far left activist judges and groups determined to sabotage his second term in office. Trump has got right now 10 times as many as the previous presidents from these courts that have tried to overturn. Was with Bush, with Clinton, Bush, and Biden and Obama, Trump has 10 times. He's got more than all four of them put together and 10 times the highest. So what they're doing, this is lawfare. Appearing in the war room with Steve Bannon, Josh Hammer, senior counsel of the Article 3 Project, recently warned what America is witnessing is not just judicial activism, it's outright judicial insurrection. That's exactly what it is, and that judge who sentenced J6ers for insurrection is guilty of insurrection, and they need to take him down. And so far, the Supreme Court has shamelessly failed to shut down this lawlessness of these far-left activists. Now, the Supreme Court is claiming that in the very near future, they're going to start taking these cases and they're going to make a ruling against these judges. What do you guys think?
You take your chances with the Supreme Court. I don't know what to say. There are certain judges on there, and Clarence Thomas by far is the best. But Roberts, no. And Barrett, no. So you can't tell Pastorini. There's no sure thing with them.
I've warned, I had a bad, bad feeling with Barrett from the very start. And remember, we had warned that, in my opinion, she was another Sandra Day O'Connor. No, she's already voted against us, what, 3 times? And so, anyhow, Trump and Musk erupt when they learn the dark history of the anti-deportation judge. Oh, that's got to be who we're talking about here. Yes, it is, U.S. District Judge James Boasberg. This is from Palm Beach, Florida. Both President Donald Trump and Doge leader Elon Musk are reacting to unearthed 2-year-old remarks by a federal judge who is now trying to halt deportation flights for violent illegal alien criminals. The comments by U.S. District Judge James Boasberg concerned that January 6, 2021 Capitol protesters and were posted by conservative influencer Insurrection Barbie on X. In a speech given to law students on January 24, 2023, Judge Boasberg, who heard many of the J6 cases, openly admitted that he didn't think harsh enough laws existed on the books to punish J6 defendants. He stated a lot of the law still to be made, matching a defendant's alleged crimes to statutes is one challenge, and there was no statutes that were written that said it is a criminal offense to storm the Capitol and interfere with the counting of the certification of the Electoral College after the president's election. You know, that was another one, that whole thing there. I'll bet Mike Pence will regret that for the rest of his life. What do you think?
No doubt about it.
Yeah, Mike Pence, I didn't bear witness with him. It was sad to see Trump pick him as vice president the first time. I think he's a lost man, Pastorini, politically. He's terrible. So,
yeah, I mean, he knew what his job was to do. His job, and President Trump said, "Mike, do the right thing. This is your time. You have to stand your ground right now." And he didn't. He buckled. When it really counted, he buckled, huh?
Yeah, once you sell out to the enemy, you can't go back and undo it.
Okay, his job was to make sure. You see, if there had not been all those senators and congressmen standing in front of him saying, here, in their hands, holding all kinds of articles saying, we have evidence here. We have all kinds of evidence here of election fraud. Okay, had that not happened, he would have had no choice but to go ahead and certify. But they were there. They were standing there holding this out, saying, look, we have all of this evidence. So what he should have done, what he was supposed to have done, I mean, his job was to make sure that there was a fair election, right? And what he should have done is said, look, give me 10 days to look over all of this before I certify this election. But he didn't. He buckled, didn't he?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie. I mean, he wanted no part of standing with Trump. But then afterwards, he put a knife in his back, too.
Yeah. He went out
and... He apparently testified and said things against Trump, and publicly he went out and he said things against Trump, and, I mean, he was disgusting.
Absolutely. Here, going on speaking about James Boasberg, that judge, he also specifically stated that people pled to crimes that were not harsh enough. For instance, he said people have pled to misdemeanors of parading or demonstrating or picketing the Capitol building, which meant to cover people yelling and disrupting Congress, not for the crime of storming the Capitol. He openly discussed his bias towards these defendants when speaking to future lawyers. He thought people should have been treated differently because it was J6ers. And if you don't want us to drag these people, maybe they should learn to hide their bias. And so, journalist Mario Nolfo said of the comments, translation, he wanted to invent new crimes after the fact to punish J6ers harder. Clear judicial bias from the bench. So, this guy needs to be, he's got to be removed. He's got to be removed. He's got to be taken out. So, there you go. Got that done. What do you guys think? Think we should open the phone lines, take some calls? Because do you fellas feel ready to just absolutely astonish people with your knowledge of current events?
If I did that, I'd astonish myself.
Okay. Alrighty. We're going to open the phone lines. And so the phone lines are now open with a new number of 866-525-0955. That's 866-525-0955. If you have a question or a comment, and don't forget, now I'm in a different studio, so our producer tonight is there by himself with a poltergeist. Okay, are you still there, Seth? Are you?
Yes, kind of.
All right.
Okay. Going over my shoulder.
Okay. Just wondering. They say, you know, I think if you take some salt and throw salt over your left shoulder, I don't know what that does, but you might try it if you get. If things go, I mean, things were strange there last night, folks. I'm telling you, they were really weird. And like I said, never a boring day in all these years. All right, phone lines are open, 866-525-0955. Again, 866-525-0955. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call here tonight. And give us a call anyway. If you got, let us know what's happening in your world, in your little section of the world out there. Anyhow, appeals court blocks Trump's deportation flights. That's the guy we were talking about here. That's that same corrupt judge. And a federal appeals court denied. The appeals court is not him. He's a different one. Appellate court declined to issue a stay on a lower court's orders in a suit challenging the Trump administration's authority. Now, here, even some of the liberal judges on the Supreme Court have come out and said that these district court judges are going way out of their territory, their jurisdiction, and they're saying that that's got to be reined in. These are district court judges, not Supreme Court judges, not state Supreme Court judges. These are so. Anyhow, that's why the Supreme Court is saying that they're going to be, in the very near future, hearing of these cases. So hopefully that'll happen. And meanwhile, you know, this thing with Mike Waltz, he exposed hundreds of contacts after leaving Venmo public. So here, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz left his Venmo account wide open to the public until Wednesday afternoon, exposing hundreds of personal and professional contacts to potential exploitation. So a so-called analyst by the leftist tech outlet Wired revealed that the account listed under Michael Waltz with a profile photo of the man himself connected to the names tied to the Trump administration's inner circle. Names like Susie Wiles and White House Chief of Staff and Walker Barrett and National Security Council staffer. The account exposed a 328-person network, including military officials, political strategists, government journalists, and even other members of the Trump administration's inner circle. After Wired began digging, both Waltz and Trump campaign powerhouse Susie Wiles quickly made their Venmo accounts private. So, he goes on to say, the Venmo account under Waltz's name includes a 328-person friend list. Among them are accounts sharing the names of people closely associated with Waltz, such as Barrett family, Waltz's deputy chief of staff when Waltz was a member of the House. So, McTurnan, what do you think about all this? What was really, and all of this stuff, knowing who these people are, all it did is expose who they were. How did that affect our security?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I haven't followed it that closely, but apparently, it's strange. This guy, what was it, Waltz, whatever his name was.
Waltz, yeah.
Yeah, he was hooked up with, like, some nasty reporters for, you know, various agencies. So that raised questions with me right away. And how did you get them in your circle to release all this information? So there's something that's not ringing true with this, Pastor Ernie. How was this guy, and I'm sorry, Goldberg, I think his name was, the reporter.
Yeah.
How was he on your list? Because that guy is a hard left, he's hard left and nasty. So is this guy legitimate?
Yeah, he is. He is. That was one of their things. Somehow they used trickery to get all of that information. It was sent to them by accident or by fraud, you might say. But all right, we got a call. Who do we have there? Let's go to California with Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yes, sir. My name is Jackie, and
oh.
I don't understand. I look at my phone, and everything is closing. All the Macy's stores closing in California. All the Macy's closing. All the Kohl's stores closing. Walgreens is closing. CVS is closing. You know, Walmart, they want to close. All the pharmacy. And how the heck are people supposed to buy their medication and our groceries? I don't understand. I was wondering, Pastor Ernie, do you know about that? All the friends, all the stores are closing. I was like, for the pharmacies. You know, how the heck is the senior supposed to get their medication and how we're supposed to buy our food? I'm really worried.
Your governor is doing to California what Joe Biden did to the country. He's, you know, he is not, you know, your governor out there in California, just like with all of the fires – Have you seen all of these real estate agents that were, these Democrats, they're swooping in and they're buying up the property, all those people that couldn't afford insurance because thanks to your governor, the way he wouldn't have let the people have burned back the weeds. And so the insurance companies dropped a lot of people, couldn't get insurance because they cut the water supply off and that out there for fires. And now this was all a planned thing. And now these people are swooping in. They're buying up all of this land, this property, for pennies on the dollar. And, yeah, he's destroying the state. He wants people to move out. And when all you people are gone, they're going to get your property. You know, California is,
Pastor,
you know, beautiful
Andy, they're
land.
Closing the pharmacy, not the CVS pharmacy. They're closing the Walgreens pharmacy, the Rite Aid. You know, they want to close all the Walmart store, and they want to close all the Macy's stores are closing, and Kohl's stores are closing. Where the heck are we supposed to go and buy, you know, just go to the department store and buy, like, for Christmas time, like Thanksgiving, Macy. What about Thanksgiving? We have Macy parade. How are they not going to do that? I'm getting kind of scared if everything is shutting down and closing in California.
Yeah, John wants to talk to you, Jackie. I think he's going to ask you to move out to Texas. Go ahead, John.
No, what's going on, Pastor Ernie, is all the looting and shoplifting. They passed a law in California where if you shoplift under $1,000, they weren't going to arrest you. So a lot of them are closing down because they're going out of business. So much is stolen. And then there's rioting that'll go on. And the rioters go in and clear out the stores. And then they jacked up the minimum wage to some huge amount in California. I don't know exactly what it is, but a lot of the stores can't pay the minimum wage. So it's easier now just to close up and get out of California.
And a lot of the insurance companies don't want to insure these businesses now.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, they can't get insurance because their businesses get burnt down, rioting and burnt down.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's what's going on, ma'am.
What's going to happen to the people? I mean, where are they going to buy their groceries? Where are they going to buy their clothes and get their medication? I worry about the seniors.
You know, I don't know, Jackie.
I don't think the government there cares one bit about you. The government doesn't. They care more about they care about illegal aliens, where they're going to get their medicine and food.
You've got, you know, there's a lot of good conservative people in California. Unfortunately, your House and your Senate are all Democrats. You know, these are and they're the worst kind of Democrats there in California too. And so, that's the problem. They've got the in control. And so,
this country could just simply outlaw the Democrat Party. We'd be so much better off. It ain't funny because all they do is seek to destroy. The Democrats never come up with anything good on their own. All they do is hurt, steal, destroy, and kill. And they ought to be outlawed just as from their very existence.
I agree. I wish we could help you out there, Jackie, but you're probably going to have to.
What do we do in the meantime? You know, the people, a lot of people don't know about it. I looked up on my phone, and I'm like scared every day. This is closing. All this is closing. That's closing. But a lot of people are not aware of what's going on. You know?
Well, you have people leaving California in huge numbers. They're leaving there in large, large numbers. And so that's, you know, and if you can't afford to, you know, until you get a new government in there, you got to get rid of that the House and Senate there in California. They're totally corrupted.
Is it the governor that's doing that? The governor?
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. Him, yeah. The entire, you know, government of California. The governor is corrupted. The House and the Senate—they're all Democrats. These are hardcore communist people. Now, again,
what do we do in the meantime, Pastor Ernie? What can we do?
Well,
I worry about our people. Everything's closing. Then that means all those people are losing their jobs. They're going to lose all those jobs and
You may have to, Jackie, you have to move out of there. I hate to tell you. Do you own property or do you live in an apartment or?
Yes, sir. You know, the hospital killed my, Tri-City Hospital, killed my father 7 years ago. And the Tri-City Hospital killed my mom. 2023.
Do you have a good church that you attend to? I know, up here our church helped. When our people, are going through hard times, we come to their aid. Do you attend a church there? Belong to a good church?
My church, they're like what the Rhino kind of, like you were talking about
More charismatic type of church, or are you talking about the...
Faith God is holding me. Can you pray? Please pray for me that God send me a Boaz, Pastor Ernie. I listen to your radio every night, and thank you so much, And please pray for me that, pray for that I get a job, and I do. Please pray that God send me a Boaz to help me.
Alrighty. Jackie, there's a lot of people there in California, your neighbors that are listening to you right now, and you need a situation like you need a job or whatever, or there's people in large churches there that are listening to you that could help you. Is there a contact number that you can give out as saying, are you there? Oh, she's gone. Jackie dropped. Let's pray for her. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just want to hold her up to you and just ask, Lord, that you would intercede on her behalf, Lord. And Father God, I don't even know how to contact her or whatever, but Lord, that you would intervene on her behalf and provide her, Father God, with the things that she needs, her job, her place to live. And Lord, that you would connect her with a good solid church. I know there's some in California still, Lord God. So that's what we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, I wish Jackie could come to Ohio. We'd help her out, my heart broke for that girl listening to her cry like that.
Yeah, we have people coming to us all the time in these situations. And so, well, we just got to pray for the best. But people are leaving California. What they're doing too, to push people out to grab that land, just unbelievable. That was really, really ugly to see. The way they're swooping in, and people could not afford insurance because of thanks to their government. That guy should be really. Well, I'm going to him and Biden both should be tried for treason. This, what they did, this is not like, it's not just incompetence. It's not incompetence.
No,
they've done this stuff on purpose.
It's demonic possession. It goes beyond being stupid or senile. They're just demonic.
Absolutely.
It has to be on purpose, Pastor Ernie. You can't do one thing wrong after another. They didn't do anything right. Nothing right. So, it's on purpose. They want to destroy the city, specifically that section of the city. They want that land, just like they did in Hawaii. They want that land, and they're going to make that a...
Oprah got a big chunk of that. She bought, I don't know how many acres out of that, what took place in Hawaii.
I just saw in the news today... where I don't remember how long ago those fires were, but it destroyed 7,000 houses. And you know how many permits they have now to rebuild, Pastor Ernie, since then?
No, how many?
4.
You got to be kidding me.
Nope, 4 permits to rebuild. And the houses have to be all electricity, no gas or anything like that. See?
I know that Oprah bought up a whole lot of that area there. And, wasn't it strange that her property went untouched, huh?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Absolutely. Anyhow, the phone lines are open, folks. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call here. What did I do with the new number? I haven't memorized the new number yet. I got to make sure I don't lose it. Uh-oh, I lost it. I don't have the new number. Seth, you gotta help me out here. What did I do with it? I just had given that number, didn't I? But it's got to be here. Okay, it's 866-525-0955. Okay, there you go. So that's the number, 866-525-0955. That's the new number to call. So give us a call. I mean, this year, everything you can imagine has been fooled with. The phones, it's like we've been hit from every different direction. And again, like I said last night in that studio, that was a very, very strange thing last night. But anyhow, phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. We'll be back right after this.
Read his words, heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, every eye shall see. His trump will sound, his fire will flash, as lightning shines from east to west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of.
Lord of Lord and King Kings, and let's go to Texas, to Dallas with April. Hey, April, you're in the air. Are you there, April?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Praise God, praise God. Pastor Sanders, I want to commend you on you and your team on what you do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I got three things, and please let me get it off. It's so hard to get up for me to get a question on here. I think I'm just going to let this one be the last time until this man of sin rise, because everybody don't think, oh, we're going to be gone. About the comment about Trump, now, I asked God why he was cheated out, too. And the way I see it is if Trump would have won then he wouldn't be getting in now.
Yeah, you know, you're right. God's way ahead of us in all these.
Let me finish. Because a lot of this has to do with God, the way these things is going with government. God said, I set kings up and I bring them down. It's his call. Even if they don't believe Jesus Christ is the Son, it don't matter. God is in control of all of this, everything. And a lot of questions, a lot of things you're bringing up with another thing, we have to go back as bad as the time of Noah. It's in Matthew. You ain't seen nothing yet. You be saying, oh, we surprised. You shouldn't be surprised. Not you and the business you in, what you're doing. It's going to get bad.
Worse. You know what? You know what, April? It could be that, you know, one of the things that's happened in all of this, the fact, you know, when they rigged the election, and then the way that they all went after Trump, it really brought out the deep state. They showed you who they were. And so now that the tables are turned, you know, Trump knows right where to go to get him.
I know, but, sir, I wish he would have gotten rid of that trash heap, getting out the deep state, cleaning out the swamp the first time. He had a lot of people around him that was very deceptive. I get that. But I still say it was God's call, because now think, if Biden would have been coming in, everything that Trump did in the last four, he would have been bringing down and getting rid of and wiped out. Right now, I see it, sir, the way Trump went, it's the hand of God. We have a reprieve. The reprieve is for who? The church. This is the second one. The church is not really occupying like she needs to be. Everybody's sitting back saying, oh, when Jesus coming, this and that and the other. And it's an old Pentecostal saying, started with John Bobby back in the 1700s. That one. We can agree to disagree. Let me get this out. So, and everybody is looking, because I used to believe that too, and I took a class up on eschatology 16 years ago. And everything my teacher, Pastor Smith, taught way back then, he's right on target. It's unbelievable. And our eyebrows were going back in our heads then.
I hear you. I got to move on, April, because...
My belief is that, yes, the Lord is coming, but the church has to go through persecution. People ain't teaching that, just like the early church. Oh, why we got to go through that? Because
well, April, what's happening right now, the persecution of the church is greater than it's ever been. It's not bad in this country. We got it good, but then throughout the world... The persecution is worse than it's ever been. Christians are being martyred daily.
Let me get this out. I know about that. I'm talking about over here in the States. She's not really out there ministering and reaching the Lord.
Okay. I got to move on. The whole board is lit, so God bless. Let's go out to Akron. Elaine. Elaine, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor, and I agree with her 100% because Daniel 2, verse 21 says, I know what's going on in the darkness. And I seated the kings on their thrones, and I removeth them. You're dead straight. He definitely does. And that's why he put Trump in at a time when we needed him the most. Remember, the secret is Israel, his God. And believe me, he never sleeps or slumbers. And it says that he will absolutely protect Israel. He loves Israel. Anyone out there, listen to me. Do not speak against Israel. No matter what you say about anybody else, you better not be talking about Israel, because that's the apple of his eye. That's his bride. And I'll tell you, if anyone says anything about Israel, downgrading them, they deserve the wrath of God, because those are the chosen people. No matter, they were chosen. Now, I have a question. Why has Nancy Pelosi gotten a pass? Do you know that when Trump ran again, well, when Trump was running against Biden, and then when they got everything, well, let me tell you, no one made a commercial on Nancy Pelosi saying, we got everything. We can spend so much money. Oh, we got all three pieces, and we are going to spend. Why didn't they make a commercial out of that? She seems to have gotten a pass. Everybody mentions Biden. But listen, she held those Democrats really tight. And now they've all turned because they're all, I don't know, they're crazy now. But
well, here it is. Here's the reason, Lane. One of the things, okay, she was holding the Democrats together. You know, they were in lockstep, okay? But she, the reason that she got her pass was that she had the media. She was the media darling, no matter what she did. But now it's changed. It's going the other way. Now there are more of us. That's why they've changed their names from mainstream media to legacy media, because they're admitting right now that they no longer are the mainstream. They no longer are majority. That they've become the minority media because of what's with the internet and all of the AM talk radio stations and that. So now she doesn't have that. But
she got away with so much. I mean, you think of all the money that woman's made and how she's gotten it. They need to trail that, and they need to get those top Democrats that did run that they are still holding to, and they still brag about them on the air. I've even heard Republicans say Nancy Pelosi really had them tight, boy. She really kept a fist on them. Let me tell you, she was the cause of a lot of this, and she had Biden's ear. They were close at one point. I don't know.
Yeah, but she's.
Now,
she ended up throwing him.
Really
she ended up throwing him under the bus, though. I have to move on because the whole board's lit. Let's go out to New York with May. May, you're in the air. All right, let's go out. We lost May. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Pastor, you're doing it again tonight, as usual. So 51 years with no sponsors, no commercials, and has anybody ever done that on radio that you know of?
Nope.
Years with no commercials. Do you think that's ever been done on radio with your knowledge?
I don't know of any others myself. But it doesn't mean that they're not out there. I just don't know any of them. But,
Real quick, three things. Number two DVD, I got the number one in the answer book, but can you still get any copies of the second DVD?
I think there might be one or two left. And that's,
you can put one off for me. I'll call Monday, and I owe you some money, and I'll give you, let you know my address there.
I'll tell you what you do. Call the church tonight and leave a message, and tell them that you talked to me. And I said put one away because I know we only had a couple of number twos left. But they're going to be working on three and four real quick. So. Okay.
440-338-1036.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, call that number and leave
an answer.
Yeah, leave a message.
1036. Okay. There was a little boy I was talking to, and sometimes kids say the craziest things. And he did say, "Well, it's a good thing Trump's in now, because if he wasn't, the liberals would be in, and they'd be kind of running things." And what the lady just said there. These kids today, they really do understand. There's a few that look mixed up, but they're not as mixed up as the generations there. They just need a little steering. But the ones in 10th, 11th, 12th grade, there's a lot of good kids out there. So help people know. But the one thing is, I think Pence was afraid of Nancy, and that's why Biden got in. But all I would like to know is if Biden got 65 million votes, and they say he got 80 million, Trump got 12 more million than the last time. And Hillary got 65 million, rounded it off. Trump got 62 million in 16. How did Biden get 15 more million from a basement than Hillary, and Trump was already there to grab 12 more million. Yeah, you lost. Wisconsin's got two congressmen in Florida. The name's Fine. Bannon's got him in Monday or Tuesday, whatever the elections are. And he's got to win Florida. The one congressman and two congressmen up there in Wisconsin got to win. So that would be three. But Bannon says if Florida don't, Fine doesn't win in Florida, that's the start of something. And it could start changing the power real quick. Cause
the one Trump is asking, the one congressman, the lady who was going to be the ambassador, I believe, to Spain. John, do you know who I'm talking about?
Stefanik.
Yeah, Stefanik. He's asking
to the UN.
Yeah. Okay, well, he's asking her to stay in Congress now. And so,
well, something about Bannon just had it Fine down there in Florida. I don't know his name matches himself, but I don't know how far you can look in there, but he says that is important as can be. It starts there and plus Wisconsin, but Fine's got to win, so 20% of the Democrats are coming out, and he said 12% of the Republicans. But Fine says he believes he's going to win. And hey, can I just throw a code word out there? Wheeling and dealing.
Say that again.
Leave it all there.
You know what's happening? There. You know, I know Seth is there in the studio with a polar guy. He said he's having some issues there too tonight. So anyhow. But
that would help you search. Wheeling and dealing. Someone might know about that.
All righty.
God bless you, sir.
God Take bless. Care. Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Bye bye. Here's the thing. Here in Ohio, folks, and they're doing this in other states. These people are trying to get on the ballot to amend the Constitution of Ohio again, and they're calling it the Voters' Bill of Rights, and it's exactly the opposite here. When they come around, listen, let me tell you what it does is it's election fraud. It's talking about more drop boxes, no ID, you don't have to have IDs, all of this stuff, all the things the Democrats want, election fraud. That is what this whole thing, what they call the Voters' Bill of Rights, they're going to be around with the petitions now. They want to try to vote on it in May, and so the 1st of May. So all of you folks, spread the word. Tell everybody you know. When they come to you with these petitions, just write up on their fraud, okay? Because it's not. Or void, because it's absolute. Yeah, go ahead. 6 minutes. All right. So anyhow, guess what time it is? It's time for you two fellas to tell the folks how when we leave this world, and we will be leaving this world and all of its problems, how we can get to a much better place and not to a much worse place. So who wants to start?
Go ahead, John.
John?
Yeah, I'll defer to Hal.
He's already done it twice this week, so.
Oh, okay. Well, the Bible says, the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And this world, everything what that's going on now, one day will not matter, it'll be gone. But what will matter is our relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the bottom line. Going into eternity, is he our Lord and Savior? Is he the one that died on the cross and shed his blood and paid the penalty for our sins, and that he rose again the third day? That's what matters. That's what God looks at for us to have eternal life. So there's all this political stuff. It's important for right now, but in the end, it doesn't really matter. It matters what we have done in our life for Jesus Christ. And the way we start is by repentance. The Bible calls it the repentance and remission of sin, the do away for the penalty of sin. And that happens only one way, folks. There's only, everybody in this world needs a Savior because we've all sinned. The only one that was born and lived without sin was Jesus Christ, because he, according to the scriptures, the only begotten Son of God. He didn't need a Savior, therefore he could be the Savior. So he is our Savior. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So everyone that has sinned, which is everyone, faces death, and the definition of death in the Bible is separation from God in the lake of fire. So the way we escape it, and the only way, is God's way, and that's by believing that Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, died on the cross and paid the penalty for our sin. That's the way, folks. And actually, you got to repent first. You repent first of your life and life without Christ, life of sin, and that you believe Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood, paid the penalty for your sin. And then the gospel is two parts. The first part is Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. The second part is he rose from the dead on the third day. That's the gospel. And to believe that he was raised from the dead. And that means, folks, he's coming back also. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. He's on the right hand of the Father in heaven right now. And the scriptures are clear that he's coming back for us. So anyone that is willing to do that, God will accept you into his heaven. He will accept you for eternal life, because it's all around what you do with Jesus Christ. Is he your Lord and Savior? If he is, then you will have the assurance of eternal life with God forever, and with Jesus Christ forever. So it can be done right now, folks. Pastor Ernie, how much time is left?
You got about 1 minute.
It can be done right now, folks, by confessing with your mouth that you believe Jesus Christ was the sinless, only begotten Son of God. He died on the cross and paid the penalty for your sins. And if you confess that, and that he was raised from the dead, you will have assurance of eternal life. Thank you for that.
All righty. Is there any other way than doing that, than calling upon the name of the Lord and professing Christ as your Lord and Savior?
No, Pastor Ernie, because there's no other way to have the penalty for sin paid for, other than people will have to pay for it themselves in eternal lake of fire.
All right, so folks out there, again, when you hear the preacher give that invitation, I know I say this every night, but every night we have new listeners out there. God was speaking to you. He knew you were listening, okay? We're just a messenger. God's speaking to you tonight. If you have not called upon the name of the Lord, don't run out of tomorrows, because there will come the last time, the last warning. We're out of time again for tonight, so at this time every night we say thanks for being here with us. We'd say good night.
Good night.
We say God bless to you all. And
God bless.
And then we say, and always, always, always,
always,
ready?
Always.
Keep fighting
the fight. Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.